100 days on the place, yeah, man. It's a kick it, you know. That's right.
Yeah, me rolling and rock it to the beat, and me love the sound.
Oh, Chess, you can mess with the sound. Better grab your girl, your posse, and gather round.
Yeah, me rolling and bobbing and going like a mad man. Oh, the man got the sweet day off and 19 no long, so me say, oh, try.
Hey, welcome back. It's Digital Sister here, and we're here for Digital Sister 5. How's everybody this evening? Well, I have to say that I counted no less than 7 articles written about Dick Clark's return to New Year's Eve Rockin' Eve. Now, that kind of lets me know I wasn't the only one who thought this was worthy of some conversation. There was kind of a balance between it was okay that he was there, and then there were some that saying, you know, maybe it's just time. That's why Ryan Seacrest is there. But in any event, I thought it was something that was worth talking about, and apparently other people did too. Well, let's move on. I had a chance to see Get Rich or Die Trying, the film about the life story about 50 Cent, or 50 Cent, as he's known. First of all, I'm glad I watched it at home, because I could watch it in the comfort of home, and, you know, you can move around, get up, you don't have people talking behind you or babies crying. In any event, I thought it was a decent movie, and I thought it was a little slow in some parts, but in terms of the violence, I didn't think it was any more violent than, let's say, the Dirty Harry movies, or Scarface, or the Godfather trilogy, Goodfellas, or any of the other sort of gangster mafia films that most of us have grown up watching. So I didn't really think it was overly violent. He just kind of talked about what his life was. But I think some of the other issues I think that really came out in this, and we're seeing that with Mayor Ray Nagin talking about it too, with his recent statements about God being mad at the U.S. for things that are going on. But in the film, Get Rich and Die Trying, I think one of the big issues that came out is how easy it is today for our young people to settle their differences with a gun. It's unfortunately that that is how people want to solve things, or the fact that you look at another person who might look like you, and rather than work it out, you're willing to pick up a gun and shoot them. And I think that's kind of endemic in what's going on today. We've got to change that. We've really got to change that. But I commend him for being able to put a movie together about his life, and it is his life, that he was showing us on screen. What I really loved was the fact that here is this kind of hardcore, kind of gangster rap guy who's out here doing his thing. He was making all the rounds and all the little white bread talk shows, and we're having to suffer through the Katie Couric's and the people on The View saying, 50? 50? Or 50? You know, what about just 50 Cent, you know? They don't even have the dialect right. But in any event, I thought it was great that he was able to get on a lot of these mainstream shows and be there to be interviewed, despite what some of the anchors and the interviewers thought about him. The fact that he was there, that they wanted him on the show, I think speaks a lot for him as a person, Curtis Jackson, alias 50 Cent. So I was really, really happy to see him be on a lot of these talk shows and get the exposure for his movie. I don't think we should be too hard on him for that. I think it was a good first effort, and I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. And again, it was worth having the chance to check out. Some of the other things that I wanted to talk about is Mayor Ray Nagin's comments. He's like really kind of laying it on the line and saying that we have to look at what we're doing here in this country. We have to look at some of the things that are going on. And we're not always getting the messages that, you know, it's time for us to start working together. The hurricanes have hit, tsunamis have hit, fires, brush fires have hit, flooding has happened in places where you didn't hear about that, you know, Oklahoma, things like that. So a lot of things are going on, and I think he had some interesting points to kind of make us look at that. And I was kind of struck by hearing some of the comments on CNN this morning with Soledad, Miles O'Brien, and Andy Serwer, because they were kind of making light of his comments, and I didn't really understand that, because you see, when Pat Roberts makes these kind of outrageous statements, you know, nobody really says anything. Nobody has their own little personal commentaries going on, you know, much like I saw with the anchors on CNN. So that kind of pissed me off a little bit. And the fact that they were making light of what he said and pretending like they didn't understand. Again, that gets back to that disrespect that we see so often with major media, which is why things like podcasting and internet radio have come to the forefront, so people can express what they have to say without commentary from, quote, the establishment, quote, judging what you say. So I think he's made some interesting comments, and again, he's getting all kinds of press for what he's saying. But if we look at the deeper message, what he's saying is we've got to look at our own house and take care of what's here in our country. We've got to look at the things that politicians say to us to get us caught up in different situations. So we have to, I think, be more more enlightened and not be afraid to gather information and not be afraid to say what you feel. I saw another article in the paper, which I thought was interesting, about the fact, this was in USA a couple of weeks ago, and actually it was January 9th, and it says, unhappiness has risen in the past decade. No kidding. Is that a surprise to us? And they're saying that people are far more miserable today than when they did a survey in 1991. I think that's totally attributed to what's going on today. People are not happy. The country, as Mayor Ray Nagin has said, has been stressed with all these natural disasters that seem to have come back to back. People are just unhappy. They're looking at the gap between the haves and have-not getting bigger and bigger. Maybe your salaries are flat, aren't growing, but then we see in the news these incredible amounts of money that some people are making. So I think what we have now is that people are unhappy. I think people want change, and unfortunately it's not going to happen at the top for maybe three more years, but people are unhappy, and I think people are kind of scratching their head and trying to figure out what to do or how I can make myself feel better. And I think one of the results that we have, you have more and more people, you know, staying home, getting their home entertainment systems built up, because they are feeling unhappy and maybe there's not quite enough money to go around. But anyway, these are just a few of my thoughts today with Digital Sister 5. I hope that you will give me a call at 206-309-7325, because I'd really like to hear from you. I've had a couple people podmail me, which I think is very exciting, so it lets me know that people are tuning into Digital Sister. So again, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And keep tuning in, because I'm going to keep finding more interesting things for us to discuss and to share some information about. So again, thanks for listening to Digital Sister 5. I'll be back in a couple days with a new message and some new thoughts. Take care.
You can't mess with this song.
The west side, we're riding. The west side,
the west side. You can't mess with this song.